Ever watched in bewilderment as the kindest, most thoughtful guy gets friend-zoned while the indifferent jerk walks away with the girl? This isn't just anecdotal. It's a pattern so consistent, it's become a cultural axiom. Nice guys finish last. What makes this phenomenon particularly compelling is how it bridges evolutionary psychology with practical behavioral insights, offering an explanation that feels both scientifically grounded and intuitively correct. The truth is that women's attraction mechanisms were shaped by thousands of years of evolution, when survival, not comfort, was the priority. For early human females, life was incredibly dangerous. Those who partnered with strong, dominant men capable of protecting them and their offspring had a significantly higher chance of survival. This wasn't a conscious choice, it was natural selection at work. While our society has transformed dramatically, our brains remain virtually identical to those of our ancestors from 50,000 years ago. Women's attraction mechanisms are still responding to the same primal cues that signaled protection in prehistoric times: confidence, strength, and social dominance. This explains why a woman might intellectually appreciate kindness, yet feel no spark of attraction. Her conscious mind values these traits, but her subconscious, her caveman brain, is scanning for signals of something much more primal. Men make a crucial error by assuming women's attraction works like theirs. While men respond primarily to visual cues that signal youth and fertility, women's attraction operates differently. For men, physical traits like clear skin, lustrous hair, and certain body proportions trigger attraction, an evolutionary response to identifying fertile mates. Women, however, are more attuned to behavior than appearance. This stems from their historical need for not just reproduction, but protection and provision for offspring. This explains why women often develop attraction to physically unremarkable men who display confidence, decisiveness, and social dominance. What nice guys consider positive traits, excessive agreeableness, conflict avoidance, and constant approval seeking, actually signal weakness to women's instinctive attraction mechanisms. Kindness matters, but it must come from a position of strength to trigger attraction. A man who is kind while maintaining self-respect is attractive. One who is kind from weakness is not. Have you ever wondered why women seem drawn to men who keep them guessing? The science behind this reveals that our brains release more dopamine for unpredictable rewards than predictable ones, the same mechanism that makes gambling so addictive. Studies confirm that random rewards create stronger responses than predictable ones, regardless of size or frequency. Nice guys, in their eagerness to please, become entirely predictable. They respond instantly to texts, remain constantly available, and always prioritize others' needs. While seemingly desirable, this eliminates mystery and the dopamine spike that drives attraction. Bad boys, however, follow their own internal compass. They might be intensely present one moment and absorbed in their interests the next. This natural unpredictability stems from prioritizing their desires over pleasing others. Consider the contrast. The nice guy plans every date and texts daily, while the bad boy suggests spontaneous adventures and communicates on his terms. Though the nice guy's behavior seems objectively better, it creates a flat emotional experience, while the bad boy's unpredictability maintains engagement through emotional peaks and valleys. One of the most counterintuitive aspects of attraction is how pursuit often decreases interest. When men chase intensely, they typically push women away, while those who maintain emotional distance tend to attract more effectively. This dynamic stems from perceived value and scarcity. When someone makes themselves too available, constantly texting, always free to meet, visibly eager, they signal low value and limited options. Meanwhile, maintaining healthy boundaries communicates higher value, suggesting selectivity and abundance of choice. Consider two date invitations. Are you free this weekend? I can do Friday or Saturday, whatever works for you. Versus, I'm grabbing drinks at that new rooftop bar Thursday at 8. You should join me. The first seeks approval, while the second assumes value, a crucial difference in positioning. The person less invested in an interaction typically holds more power and becomes more attractive, not through manipulation, but through basic psychology. When someone invests disproportionately more in you, they're often perceived as having lower value. Nice guys often fall into this trap by investing too heavily, too quickly, through elaborate dates, gifts, and constant availability. This behavior suggests a lack of options and creates an uncomfortable value imbalance that eliminates the excitement of pursuit. When a woman becomes more invested, initiating contact, wondering about activities, adapting to schedules, her attraction often increases because her investment creates cognitive dissonance that her mind resolves by concluding he must be worth the effort. The key isn't to fake disinterest, but to maintain perspective early in relationships, remembering that initial attraction doesn't guarantee compatibility. The key distinction between successful and struggling men lies in their ability to lead interactions confidently from first meeting to physical intimacy. This leadership quality taps into women's evolutionary programming in ways passive approaches cannot match. Women respond to men who take charge decisively, those who guide interactions forward without constantly seeking validation. When a man hesitates or waits for explicit permission, he forces women into an uncomfortable masculine role that diminishes attraction. This explains why bad boys often progress physically faster than nice guys. While nice guys wait for the perfect moment, confident men move relationships forward naturally. The difference isn't about standards, it's about leadership without hesitation. The key is understanding the distinction between confident leadership and controlling behavior. Good leadership provides direction while respecting autonomy, suggesting, "I know a great spot for a nightcap," rather than demanding, "We're going to my place." Physical escalation follows similar principles. Confident men lead through actions, moving closer, maintaining eye contact or gentle touch, while remaining attuned to feedback and respecting boundaries. This willingness to lead despite uncertainty demonstrates confident vulnerability. Men who wait for absolute certainty communicate insecurity, rarely inspiring attraction. True attraction comes from embracing your authentic strength and purpose, not from mimicking bad boy behavior. While confidence, independence, and unpredictability are attractive qualities, they must stem from genuine self-knowledge and self-acceptance. When you're clear about your identity and values, you naturally become more attractive, manifesting as decreased neediness, stronger decisiveness, and healthy boundaries. Kindness without strength is weakness, but kindness with strength is irresistible. While these qualities create initial attraction, lasting connections require emotional intelligence and authentic vulnerability. When others succeed despite seeming unlikable, it's their underlying confidence that attracts, not their negative qualities. Cultivate these strengths while staying true to your values.